Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Saira Mujtaba. The headlines. Budget session of Parliament begins today with President Draupadi Murmu's address to joint sitting of both houses. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to address annual NCCPM rally at Karyappa Parade Ground in New Delhi this afternoon. Government approves setting up of smart and integrated fishing harbour at Maya Bandar in Andaman and Nicobar Islands. Industry bodies describe India-European Union Free Trade Agreement as game-changer for Indian industry. Asia's largest civil aviation event, Wings India 2026, to begin today at Begumpet Airport in Hyderabad. An immense Under-19 Cricket World Cup, India beat Zimbabwe by 204 runs in Super 6 stage match at Bulawayo. And now the news in detail. The budget session of Parliament will begin today. The session will begin with the address of President Draupadi Murmu to the joint sitting of both Houses of Parliament. The economic survey will be tabled tomorrow and the Union Budget will be presented on Sunday, 1st of February. The first phase of the budget session will be held from today till the 13th of February. The second phase will take place from 9th March to 2nd of April. There will be 30 sittings during the session. Government convened an all-party meeting in New Delhi yesterday, ahead of the budget session of Parliament. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh chaired the meeting. Leader of the House in Rajya Sabha, J.P. Nadda, Union Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, Ministers of State for Parliamentary Affairs Arjun Ram Meghwal and Dr. L. Murugan were present at the occasion. Congress leader Jayaram Ramesh, DMK leader Tiruchi Shiva, Trinamool Congress leader Sagarika Ghosh, Samajwadi Party MP Ram Gopal Yadav attended the meeting among others. Speaking to media after the meeting, Union Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that the first part of the budget session will have motion of thanks on the President's address. Later, discussion on budget will be held in both the houses. Mr. Rijiju requested all the parties to cooperate in running the session smoothly.
On behalf of the government, to all the honourable members that in our parliamentary democracy, we have been elected to speak, to represent on behalf of the people, to speak for the people. So we must, while exercising our right to speak, we also have duty to listen to the members of other political parties so that our parliamentary democracy can continue to function with full vibrancy.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the annual NCCPM rally today at the Karyappa Parade Ground in New Delhi. The theme of this year's rally is Rashtrapatham Kartavya Nishth Yuva, a report.
The NCCPM rally will mark the grand culmination of the month-long NCC Republic Day camp. During the rally, the cadets will present a symbolic urn to the Prime Minister containing soil from 21 uninhabited islands of the Andaman and Nicobar Island, which have been named after Paramveer Chakra awardees. This year, 2,406 NCC cadets from across the country participated in the camp, including 898 girls. The rally will also see the participation of 207 youth and officers from 21 foreign countries. On the occasion, a vibrant cultural program will be presented by NCC cadets. Members of Rashtriya Rangshala and the National Services Scheme will also perform. The program will showcase their contributions to nation building, social service and character development. The NCCPM rally is a key annual event in the Republic Day calendar and serves as a platform to recognize the discipline, leadership and service-oriented ethos of NCC cadets. With Dilnashi Arzu, Tripti Srivastav, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Government has approved a proposal to set up a smart and integrated fishing harbour at Maya Bandar in Andaman and Nicobar Islands. The project, to be set up at a cost of around 200 crore rupees, will be fully funded by central government under Pradhan Mantri Matsya Sampada Yojana or PMMSY. The harbour will create safe landing and berthing facilities for 430 fishing vessels and cater to an annual fish landing of 9,900 tons. It will integrate sustainable fisheries management, enhanced fish handling capacity, improved operational safety, energy efficient systems, and digital traceability. It is expected to generate employment, enhance stakeholder incomes, strengthen livelihoods, and contribute to combating illegal, unreported and unregulated fishing. President Draupadi Murmu has said India and Europe are connected not only by contemporary interests, but also by shared values such as democracy, pluralism, and an open market economy. She said these principles guide the nations in a rapidly changing global environment. The president was speaking at the banquet hosted in honor of President of the European Council, Antonio Costa, and President of European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, at Rashtrapati Bhavan yesterday evening. President Murmu said that economic cooperation is a key pillar of inter-European Union relations. She said India and EU view trade and investment as instruments of shared prosperity and social progress. Industry bodies have welcomed the landmark India-European Union Free Trade Agreement or FTA signed in New Delhi. Confederation of Indian Industry, CII, has said that the agreement represents a strategic breakthrough in the country's global trade engagement and significantly deepens the partnership between them. CII Director General Chandrajit Banerjee said that the unprecedented preferential access secured for over 99% of Indian exports through the agreement is a game changer for Indian industry.
This particular one with the EU is really mutually beneficial. India getting a huge amount of access, and the tariff line that we are seeing on both sides, 96.8 and 92.1 respectively, just is tremendous opportunities for our critical sectors to look at the European market and for Europe to look at India, and also from the point of view of investments.
Federation of Indian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, FICCI, has congratulated the government for advancing this agreement of strategic scale and long-term significance. FICCI President Anand Goenka said, FTA is poised to unlock substantial untapped trade and investment opportunities, enabling deeper market access and stronger value chain integration. Federation of Indian Export Organizations, FIEO President S.C. Ralhan said, the agreement will open unprecedented market access for Indian exporters across goods and services, particularly empowering labor-intensive sectors, MSMEs, women entrepreneurs, artisans, and youth. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to Morning News. In Assam, six people, including four children, are missing after an overloaded country boat capsized in Brahmaputra River near Chenga in Barpeta district yesterday. More from our correspondent.
Six members of a single family went missing, including four children, after a small country boat capsized in the Brahmaputra River. The victims were among 27 passengers traveling in the boat to attend a relative's wedding at Barhalasur. The country boat was playing between Rahampur and Barhala in Chenga of Barpeta district. Local residents and fellow passengers managed to rescue several people. District administration had pressed SDRF and NDRF teams to trace and rescue the missing persons immediately after the incident, but had to temporarily suspend at night due to poor visibility and safety concerns. Today, early morning, SDRF and NDRF teams resumed search operation to trace the missing persons. Aminul Haq Zardar, Akashvani News, Guwahati.
Wings India 2026, Asia's largest civil aviation event, will begin today at Begumpet Airport in Hyderabad. The four-day event will showcase the rise of Indian aviation and the future of global flight. The event will feature an elaborate and world-class international exhibition, static aircraft displays, and aerobatic flying shows, high-level global aviation conference, CEO roundtables, B2B and B2G meetings, aviation job fair, and student innovation competition. Ministerial-level and official foreign delegations from 20 countries, including Russia, Singapore, Maldives, Mongolia, Oman, Qatar, European Union, UK, France, Germany, US will attend Wings India 2026. Prime Minister's flagship platform for proactive governance and timely implementation, Pragati, has marked a significant milestone with the successful conduct of its 50th meeting. Since its launch by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in 2015, Pragati has transformed governance by enabling real-time monitoring and resolution of key infrastructure projects and public grievances through direct prime ministerial review. The platform exemplifies cooperative federalism, bringing together the center, states and union ministries on a single digital interface. Over a decade, Pragati has helped accelerate decision-making, resolution of issues causing delay in key infrastructure projects, and instilled a strong culture of accountability. Today, in this special series, we take a look at the six-laning of Chakeri to Allahabad section of NH2 located in Uttar Pradesh.
The six-laning of Chakeri-Allahabad section of Old National Highway 2, now part of National Highway 19 in Uttar Pradesh, marks a critical milestone in upgrading one of India's most important national transport corridors at the Delhi-Kolkata Golden Quadrilateral. Spanning approximately 145 km, the project traverses key districts including Kanpur Nagar, Fatehpur and Kaushambi, linking major industrial, commercial and pilgrimage centers such as Kanpur and Prayagraj. The project was sponsored by Ministry of Road Transport and Highways and was sanctioned in March 2017. The core objective of that project was to upgrade capacity, reduce travel time and vehicle operating cost, enhance road safety and catalyze socio-economic development in the state. Despite its strategic importance, the project encountered implementation challenges, land acquisition complexities and statutory clearances related to forest and environment and pending disbursement of compensation to landowners. These constraints risk cascading delays across the 145 km corridor. Recognizing the national importance of the corridor, the project was reviewed under the Pragati mechanism on July 2019, chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The review provided decisive, time-bound directions aimed at resolving the remaining bottlenecks and restoring execution momentum. Aman Yadav, Akashvani News, Delhi.
On to sports now. In Men's Under-19 Cricket World Cup, India moved to the top of the Group 2 points table with a convincing win over host Zimbabwe by 204 runs in the Super 6 stage match in Bulawayo yesterday evening. Vihan Malhotra smashed an unbeaten 109 to lead India to a gigantic total of 352 in the stipulated 50 overs. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Renu Kataria.
Thank you, Saira. The historic trade deal between India and the European Union dominates the front pages of all the newspapers. Historic deal, India-EU play their trump card, writes Hindustan Times, adding, FTA seal strategic agenda laid out. Leaders say India and EU will strengthen stability in international system roiled by tariff turmoil. The Asian Age writes, India-EU seal historic FTA, Modi hails start of a new era. India-EU conclude mother-of-all deals, FTA to reshape global order, writes the Statesman. Tariffs down from 11% to zero, drugs for critical illnesses to get cheaper, headlines the Tribune. Apex Court takes a tough stand in acid attack cases, Hindustan Times informs. Seize offenders' assets in acid attack cases, says Supreme Court. Papers have also widely noticed the mood across political circles ahead of the budget session. The Pioneer writes, stormy budget session likely as government opposition lock horns. Financial Express writes that realtors are trimming apartment sizes as prices surge, sales slump. The paper headlines, when homes shrink to stay within reach. And finally, the Indian Express in its editorial page covers an article by the Chief Minister of Meghalaya, Conrad G. Sangma, about Meghalaya's emergence as one of the hubs of AI development represents a significant milestone in India's technological transformation. The title of the article reads, Meghalaya's AI story is a template for inclusive technology. And in the Times of India, two interesting stories are covered. In MP boycott call against love marriages, and France okays bill banning social media for children under 15. And with that, it's back to you, Saira.
Thanks, Renu. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Budget session of Parliament begins today with President's address to joint sitting of both houses. Prime Minister Modi to address annual NCC PM rally at Karyapa Parade Ground in New Delhi this afternoon. Government approves setting up of smart and integrated fishing harbour at Maya Bandar in Andaman and Nicobar Islands. Industry bodies describe India-European Union Free Trade Agreement as game-changer for Indian industry. Asia's largest civil aviation event, Wings India 2026, to begin today at Begumpet Airport in Hyderabad. And in Men's Under-19 Cricket World Cup, India beat Zimbabwe by 204 runs in Super 6 stage match at Bulawayo. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a great day.